अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम्। वन्देहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितं च। हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी नुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये। नमो महाबदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरत्विषे नमः। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम सेवेंथ कैंटो एंड चैप्टर सेवन व्हाट प्रह्लाद लर्न इन द वूम्ब एंड टेक्स्ट टुडे वी विल रीड 11।
इति उक्तस्तां विहाय इन्द्रो देवर्षेर् मानयन् वचः अनन्तप्रिय भक्त्या एनां परिक्रम्य दिवा ययौ इति उक्तस्तां विहायेन्द्रो इत्युक्तस्तां विहायेन्द्रो देवर्षेर्मानयन् वचः अनंत प्रिय भक्तै नाम परिक्रम्य दिवं ययौ इत्युक्तस्तां विहायेन्द्रो देवर्षेर्मानयन् वचः अनंत प्रिय भक्तै नाम परिक्रम्य दिवं ययौ इत्युक्तस्तां विहायेन्द्रो देवर्षेर्मानयन् वचः अनंत प्रिय भक्तै नाम परिक्रम्य दिवं ययौ इति दश उक्तः एड्रेस्ड ताम हर विहाय रिलीजिंग इंद्रः द किंग ऑफ हेवन देव ऋषे ऑफ द सेंट नारद मुनि मानयन ऑनरिंग वचः द वर्ड्स अनंत प्रिय फॉर वन हु इज वेरी डियर टू द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड भक्त्या बाय डिवोशन एनाम दिस वुमन परिक्रम्य सर्कुमम बुलेटिंग दिवम टू द हेवनली प्लैनेट्स ययो रिटर्न्ड ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पल बाय श्रील प्रभुपाद श्रील प्रभुपाद की When the great saint Narad Muni had thus spoken, King Indra, being respectful to Narada's words, immediately released my mother. Because of my being a devotee of the Lord, all the demigods circumambulated her. Then they returned to their celestial kingdom. Purport. Although King Indra and the other demigods are exalted personalities, they were so obedient to Narad Muni that King Indra immediately accepted Narad Muni's words concerning Prahlad Maharaj. This is called understanding by parampara system. Indra and the demigod did not know that a great devotee was in the womb of Kayadhu, the wife of Hiranyakashipu, but they accepted the authoritative statement of Narad Muni and immediately offered their respects to the devotees by circumambulating the woman in whose womb he was living. To understand God and the devotees by the parampara system is the process of knowledge. There is no need to speculate about God and his devotees. One should accept the statement of a bona fide devotee and thus try to understand. This is verse, a statement of Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj is speaking. As we know, in the previous chapter, chapter 6, by the instruction, in that part, that whole chapter is dedicated for the instruction. Prahlad Maharaj is instructing to class friend. Towards the end of instruction, in order to impress so they can understand the greatness of this knowledge, Prahlad Maharaj told that this knowledge I have spoken to you or I am speaking to you, it is directly enunciated by Narayana, Narsakah Narayana. The Supreme Personality of Godhead personally, directly enunciated this knowledge. And again, first enunciated this knowledge, and this knowledge was directly again, was imparted this knowledge to Narada Rishi, a great devotee of the Lord. Lord Vishnu Narayana imparted this knowledge to Narada Rishi. And my dear friend, so far I am concerned, I also am fortunate enough, I directly received this knowledge from Narada Muni, my spiritual master. This Prahlad, previous chapter, this talked about importance of knowledge, that Bhagavad Dharma, Prahlad Maharaj talks about this Bhagavad. This Bhagavad Dharma was directly enunciated by Lord, started this knowledge, and then Lord imparted this knowledge to Narada, and I received this knowledge from Narada. This is not at all concoction of my mind. It is not that it is production, this is manufacture or production of my fertile mind. No, I have received it. When Prahlad Maharaj talks in this fashion, then the classmate inquired from Prahlad Maharaj. So the boy was saying, we don't know any other guru, any other teacher apart from Sand and Amark. They are the two gurus, teachers appointed for us. Only they are giving instruction. And you are talking about another separate guru, Narada Muni. How it is possible? You are a mere child. You always live in the palace of your father, Hiranyakashipu. Type of you are confined in the palace area. You are not allowed to go outside of palace. And besides, how come that Narada ji got access to enter in your palace, your house, your room? How come that you got in association of Narada Muni, and how come that you get instruction from him? It seems, because we know, so far we know, Sand and Amark, they are our teacher, they are our guru. Apart from Sand and Amark, we don't think that you have got any other teacher. You are talking about Narada. Besides, you are a mere child. Now your age is 5 years. And you say that you have received this knowledge previously, maybe few years ago or few months ago. How it was possible for you, infant, child, to understand this most confidential and sublime knowledge, Bhagavad Dharma? Even you got opportunity to associate with Narada, and even you got opportunity to be instructed by Narada, still how it is possible that such a tender age, child, mere boy, baby, you could assimilate this knowledge, understand it well? This was question in previous chapter. The boy has asked this question. Now Prahlad Maharaj was instructing. The boys were thinking that Prahlad Maharaj had got instruction, knowledge just few years ago. So Prahlad Maharaj answered. First he answered about how Prahlad Maharaj was qualified enough to understand, assimilate this knowledge. So for Prahlad Maharaj said, actually I am not qualified. And for your information, I understood, I got this instruction not in this birth life, but before taking birth, when I was in the womb of mother. That time I was merely baby, embryo.
in the mother stomach, womb, I received this knowledge there. Then they become further surprised. Someone can understand sublime and transcendental knowledge when the person is within the womb of mother. How it is possible? So Prahlad Maharaj immediately gave that, it is not that I was qualified and I understood this knowledge. Rather, I accepted, I assimilated, I understood this knowledge only due to the blessings of my spiritual master. I got this knowledge, but how can I assimilate this knowledge? What could be the reason? Not that I was very much qualified. Krishna talks about qualification, one can understand the knowledge. Pranipatena pariprasna. What is the pranipatena parishna? Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasna seva upadikshanti te jnanam jnaninas tatadarsa. These are the actual qualification to understand knowledge. Tadvidhi, you try to understand tadvidhi pranipatena, offer of senses, pariprasnena, inquire, you must have some inquisitive attitude and you must render practical service to a spiritual master, then spiritual master would be pleased, upadikshanti te jnanam, and then they will impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth. He has seen the truth. But this was not in my part. This was no situation. Rather, I simply got this knowledge by the blessings of my spiritual master. Blessings are the only reason I assimilated, I understood this sublime and transcendental knowledge. Then Prahlad Maharaj, Sri Sri Gauranitai ki, Sri Sri Krishna Balaram ki, Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar ji ki. Then Prahlad Maharaj tells the story, incident, how I received this transcendental knowledge when I was in the womb of my mother. Story part, incident part, Prahlad Maharaj is saying. Prahlad Maharaj started, once upon a time, Indra arrested my mother. Prahlad Maharaj, my mother was arrested by or kidnapped by Indra, king of heaven. And my mother, she was pregnant, and me, Prahlad, now I am known as Prahlad. That time I was not given any name, but I, Prahlad, at that my mother was pregnant and I was living in her womb as an embryo, garbh. That time this incident took place that Kindra arrested my mother and he was on the way to heaven. He had intention, wanted to take. So Indra was on the way to heaven, kidnapping my mother. At that time, by chance, by the will of providence, by the will of Lord, Narada Rishi happened to meet. Came across. Narada was also flying in the sky. Narada Rishi has ability to travel in space without any mechanical arrangement. You can also fly, go in the sky, but you need some mechanical arrangement, airplane. But Narada has such an ability that he could fly without any machine, without any mechanical arrangement, assistant. So Yadrikshya, the word is used by Prahlad Maharaj, Yadrikshya, by chance, by the will of providence, Narad Muni happened to see that condition. So Narad saw that my mother was crying. And when Narad came near, the sound of crying increased.
volume of my mother crying increased when she saw Narada Rishi, a saintly person, and her eyes become flooded, overwhelmed by grief. Her eyes were flooded, full of tears. Tears flowed freely from her eyes and making the weight of whole dress his existence, her existence. That time Narada Ji felt compassion, mercy on my mother. And thus Narada Muni interfered incident. Indra was taking away, kidnapping, arresting to Bhavya. Narada would interfere. In Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, it described that if a saintly person neglects or disregards suffering of any living entity, then if their negligence in the part of a saintly person is there for the suffering humanity, suffering human living entity, then that negligence becomes the reason of diminishing his spiritual potency. Brahmana samadrikshanto dinanam samupekshakah. If a Brahman is samadrik, he has equipoise to all living entity, impartial, dinanam, and very peaceful. But if he neglects or disregard the distress of a living entity which happened in front of him, then what happened? Sarvate Brahma. Then his spiritual potency diminishes and diminishes, become minimized. An example is given, bhin bhandat payoyatha. You keep you keep water or store water in a cracked pot, bhin bhandi. टूटा हुआ बर्तन है उसमें पानी रखते हैं. वर्ड इज रिटन डिस्क्राइब इन भागवतम भिन्न भांडात पय यथा. इफ यू हैव केप्ट वाटर इन ए क्रैक्ड पॉट देन इट लीक्स आउट ग्रेजुअली एंड वन पॉइंट दिस बिकम्स एब्सोल्युटली कंप्लीटली एम्प्टी देयर नो वाटर इन द पॉट. Similarly, if a saintly person, Brahman, neglects, disregards the suffering, extreme suffering of other living entity, then his spiritual potency diminishes in power. So Narada, ideal preacher, ideal topmost devotee, how he can neglect, how he can disregard the suffering of an woman, a woman, she was crying. Of course, he described other Purana, Aisuna Kayadhu, mother of Prahlad Maharaj, saw Devarsinar. He started to cry more and more. Her voice increased in volume. And of course, immediately Aisuna Narada saw, Narada saw the Indra. Bhagavatam described here. Muncha Muncha, Indra immediately released. Narada could not tolerate the suffering of Kayadhu. Immediately, first thing you do, release her. And Indra released. As soon as Indra released Kayadhu, Kayadhu walked near Narada Rishi and he stand by him. And she was crying. And then Narada Rishi told, in form Indra, Nainam Surupate Netu Marhasi Anagasam. Indra, here word is Surupate. Even a demon would hesitate to act like this. Even a demon kidnapping a crying woman, even a demon, most hardcore heart, demon also will hesitate. But you are a demigod,
not only demigod, Surpate, you are the king of demigod. How you dare to kidnap, inflict misery, distress upon a woman? Mahabhago, such a fortunate you have earned. Indra, you must know, Mahabhaga, a man earns happiness by making other people happy. This is the way. If really you want to be happy in your life, a man, a person, we earn happiness. What is the process of earning happiness? A man earns happiness by making other happy. So you are inflicting misery, suffering upon a woman, certainly you will lose all your fortune due to this activity, this sinful activity. So muncha, muncha, twice, munch, immediately you really. She is anagasam. She has not done any offense. She has not committed any offense against you. And satim, very much faithful to her husband. And another Naradji, paraparigraham, she is property of other person. She is wife of other person. How you dare to kidnap her? Then Indra Vacha, Indra replied, my dear Naradji, I will release her, no doubt, but listen me also first. In her womb, there is seed of demon, Hirakshipu. Hirakshipu, he has created disturbance all over the universe. And his son, his representative, is there in the womb of Kayadhu, in the form of embryo, garbh. So soon he will take birth, and he will join Hirakshipu, and they will disturb the whole universe. They will create havoc. Already distress is there due to his father, and son would be there. The two will join together, and they will destroy the balance of creation. So I am kidnapping, I have arrested, not to kill her. I am taking to heaven. As soon as she would give the birth of a child, I will kill the child. I would kill the baby, son, and with due respect, I will return her to her husband house. don't undermine. I have no any intention. I swear you, I promise you, Naradji, I will not make her object of my lust. Usually, people arrest king, kidnap women. They wanted to make object of their thing. King Indra promised, I swear, I promise you, I have no any other intention. Only I want to kill the child. I don't want to inflict any misery upon this woman, innocent. Hokshasayat patim kata. He was thinking that Narada is thinking that he may be kidnapping and he also used her like Sachi. Sachi is the wife of Indra. That no, I have no any intention. I will not make her object of my lust. So for that reason. And then again Narada said, but understand, you are telling that the seed of semen of Hirakshipu is there in the womb of Kayadhu. But you must understand, I am Niskilbisa. She was, Kayadhu was standing just by side of Narad Muni, and Narad Muni pointed his index finger towards the womb of Kayadhu. I said, I am this boy, this son, Niskilbisa, sinless, free from all sin. साक्षात महाभागवत यानी साक्षात डायरेक्टली ही इज नॉट ए डिवोटी नॉट ओनली डिवोटी महाभाग ग्रेट डिवोटी ऑफ लॉर्ड विष्णु सो यू शुड नॉट यू डोंट डिजर्व टू किल हिम व्हाई बिकॉज द बॉय इन द वूम्ब इज द सिनलेस फ्री फ्रॉम एनी सिनफुल एक्टिविटी एंड साक्षात महाभागवत एंड अनदर रीजन महान बलि एक्सट्रीमली पावरफुल इट इज नॉट यू विल नॉट बी एबल टू किल हिम इवेन यू कैन टेक टू हेवनली प्लैनेट बट यू आर नॉट पावरफुल एनफ टू किल दिस बॉय ही इज महान बलि एक्सट्रीमली पावरफुल मोर पावरफुल देन यू यू आर ऑल्सो वेरी पावरफुल यू हैव थंडर बोल्ट इन योर सेलेसियल थंडर बोल्ट देर वीपन वज्र इन योर बट यू विल नॉट बी एबल योर थंडर बोल्ट और वज्र विल नॉट टच इवन नॉट इवन बेंट ए वन हेयर ऑफ दिस बॉय बाल बांका बांका में तेर टीरा यू विल यूज योर ऑल माइट एवरी ऑन्स और योर पावर पोटेंसी इज नॉट एनफ टू बेंट टिल्ट हिज वन ऑफ द हेयर महाबली बिसाइड्स यू विल नॉट बी एबल टू प्लीज डोंट डू दिस थिंग एंड देन दिस वर्स टॉक अबाउट व्हाट हैपेंड व्हेन नारद ऋषि स्पोक टू इंद्र देन व्हाट वाज द रिएक्शन ऑन इंद्र दिस वर्स इति उक्तस्था व्हेन नारद मुनि स्पोक दिस एंड दिस फैशन दिस वे विहाय इंद्र देवर्षि मानयन वच फर्स्ट थिंग ही रिलीज्ड ऑफ कोर्स ही हैव ऑल द रिलीज बट ही ऑल द गिव अप इंटेंस रिलीज्ड ताम मीन्स कयाधु मदर ऑफ प्रहलाद महाराज देवर्षि मानयन वच ही हैज सच ए रिस्पेक्ट एक्सट्रीम रिस्पेक्ट आदर गौरव फॉर नारद ऋषि सो मानयन बच ही एक्सेप्टेड ही वर्ड ही एक्सेप्टेड द वर्ड्स ऑफ देवर्षि नारद बिकॉज दीज वर्ड नारद ऋषि इज ए ग्रेट डिवोटी ऑफ लॉर्ड विष्णु महाभागवतम एंड सिंस द वर्ड्स हैड इमिनेटेड फ्रॉम हिज लिप्स दैट वॉज गुड एनफ टू accept for Indra. He accepted immediately. He did not argue further. Manayan Bacha means due to he has extreme absolute respect for Narada and these words were emanated from the lips of, from the mouth of Narada Rishi. So he gave, he accepted and he honoring the words of Devarshi Narada he released immediately Kayadhu and then next thing first thing he released first thing that he gave respect he honor accepted the words of Devarshi Narada and second thing anant priya bhaktai nam parikramya diyo as soon as he understood that a boy within the womb is the anant priya Anant, another name of Lord Vishnu, he is the priya, he is the devotee of Lord Vishnu. he is very dear to Lord Vishnu or devotee Prahlad. Prahlad, Lord Vishnu is very dear to devotee Prahlad or Prahlad is very dear to Vishnu. In both cases, Anant priya, this personality, this living entity is very dear to Vishnu. Our Vishnu is very dear to this living entity who is within. Tahit parikramya, he did parikarma, pranamya. First of all, he offered respect. What he did, he has accepted. Kayadhu was standing by the side of Devarshi Narada. Indra came close. First he touched the feet आपका याद हुई निरिस्पेक्ट जो है क्राउन विद द दिस पार्ट इट टच द फीट ऑफ कयाधु ऑफर ऑफ सेंसेस एंड डीड परिक्रम्य वर्ड हियर अपियर्स हियर फोर्थ लाइन फर्स्ट वर्ड परिक्रम्य ही डीड परिक्रमा ऑफ कयाधु कयाधु स्टैंड सो इंद्र वेंट अराउंड हर हियर प्रहलाद महाराज इज नॉट डिसाइड हाउ मेनी टाइम कितना परिक्रमा किया एक बार गुड एनफ आप होते तो कितना बार परिक्रमा करते थ्री टाइम बट हियर इट इज नॉट डिसाइड परिक्रम्य दिवम यजो इंद्र डीड परिक्रमा सर्कुमम बुलेटेड सर्कुमम बुलेटिंग कयाधु एंड ऑफरिंग ऑब्सेंसेस टच द फीट ऑफ कयाधु एंड ऑफर ऑब्सेंसेस डीड परिक्रमा एंड आफ्टर एवरीथिंग इज डन दिवम यजो ही रिटर्न टू हेवेनली प्लैनेट इन कमेंट्री देयर मेनी अबाउट दिस मेनी आचार्य दे हैव कमेंट्री सो वन आचार्य सेज एक्चुअली वन आचार्य एक्चुअली ही वॉज नॉट इंद्र वॉज नॉट वेरी मच इंटरेस्टेड टू डू द परिक्रमा ऑफ कयाधु मदर बिकॉज द होल फैमिली फैमिली दे वेर लाइक स्वर्ण एनिमी ऑफ द डेमी गॉड हिणेक शिपु स्वर्ण समय ऐसे उसने संकल्प लिया था कि हमको द्रोही कर स्वर्ण स्वीयर स्वर्ण एनिमी ऑफ डेमी गॉड हिणेक शिपु वॉज द स्वर्ण एनिमी ऑफ इंद्र एंड कयाधु वॉज वाइफ ऑफ हिणेक शिपु सो एनिमीज वाइफ वाई शुड आई गिव रिस्पेक्ट सो ही हैज नॉट एनी इंटरेस्ट टू द परिक्रमा ऑफ कयाधु ही वॉन्टेड टू डू द परिक्रमा ऑफ डिवोटी हु वॉज विद इन द बट इट वॉज इम्पॉसिबल हाउ कैन ही इंटर एंड गो अराउंड सो सिंस ही वॉज सो ही वेंट अराउंड बट अनदर कि नो नो आई सून ही केम इंद्र केम टू नो दैट इज सच ए ग्रेट हाईली एलिवेटेड पर्सनैलिटी वूमेन सच ए फॉर्चुनेट ही इज कैरिंग ए ग्रेट डिवोटी इन हर ओन इवन ही गेट वेरी रिस्पेक्ट रिस्पेक्टफुल ही डिड परिक्रमा पर कया थे बिकॉज इन इन दैट जैसे वी हैव डिस्कस्ड प्रीवियसली When he was talking that I have arrested this woman with intention of kill the boy, not so Indra has spoken there under no circumstances a woman should be harmed. This is the Vedic system. So under no circumstances, especially an innocent woman could be harmed. So Indra was maintaining this ideology, vichardhara. The woman should be given all respect. So this is not ordinary woman. She is the mother of the great devotee Mahabhaga. he heard this statement directly from Narada Rishi. So he got respect, extreme respect, full respect for her also. That reason why he did parikarma. His Indra Sarkumam bulleted. Mother, Kayadhu, and then he went to the heavenly planet. Anant Priya Bhaktai Naam Parikrama Diyod. Did Parikrama, Indra did Parikrama, went around Kayadhu, and he went to the heavenly planet. So Vedic doctrine, Chanak Pandita also said, At least physically, a child, Brahmin, cow, old person, woman, they should not be that we should not make them subject to physical punishment at least. It does not do. So Indra was understood is her position that she is a great devotee and she went did parikarma and then he went to the heavenly planet. So any question or comment, I think what I wanted to say. Ramakandji. कौन माइक्रोफोन कौन चलाते हैं
Very celebrated, famous incident. Yad Bharat Maharaj was he was sitting right on the bank of Gandaki River. Gandaki River flowing. All of a sudden, it happened right in front of Yad Bharat Maharaj, an infant, newly born child, dear child. he was taken in the current. He was fell in the current. And he was about to die, finished. He was sitting right there on the bank. Jada Bharat felt compassion, mercy. Immediately jumped in the water and rescued the child, deer. And also brought ashram and raised him. Mistake only, that was not wrong. In part of Jada Bharat Maharaj risk taking care of that child who was flowing in the current of the water. But after when the deer become little able to eat the grass, then he would have released him. But that was mistake in his part. He got like type of ahankar. That without my help, he will not be protected. But beginning part at least, so he should have. Anybody can do this one. So here in the Srimad Bhagavatam itself described that about the
अब ब्राह्मण समदृक शांत दीना नाम समुपेक्षक स्रवते तस्यापि तस्य अपि इवन हाईली एलिवेटेड पर्सनालिटी कंप्लीट फिक्स इन कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस बट इफ ही इग्नोर्स द सफरिंग ऑफ ए लिविंग एंटिटी देन हिज स्पिरिचुअल पोटेंसी विल डिमिनिश एंड इट विल मिनिमाइज एंड एग्जाम्पल इज गिवेन भिन्न भांडात पय यथा एज ए वाटर केप्ड इन द क्रेक्ड और ब्रोकन पॉट देन इट्स लिक्स आउट बिकम कंप्लीटली इम्प्टी सो आवर ब्रह्म तेज स्पिरिचुअल पोटेंसी वी विल लूज इफ वी इग्नोर द सफरिंग ऑफ अदर लिविंग एंटिटी फॉर दैट रीजन सी मोस्ट इम्पोर्टेंट इंस्ट्रक्शन भारत भूमि ते हल मनुष्य जन्म जार जन्म सार्थक करी कर परोपकार दिस इंस्ट्रक्शन ऑफ चैतन्य महाप्रभु भारत भूमि ऑफकोर्स ही टॉक्स अबाउट पाइस लैंड ऑफ इंडिया भारत भूमि ते हल मनुष्य जन्म जार जन्म सार्थक करी कर परोपकार यू मेक योर लाइफ सक्सेसफुल मीनिंगफुल हाउ बाय डूइंग पर उपकार डू गुड फॉर अदर्स ऑलवेज ऑफकोर्स वी विल गो थ्रू दैट पार्ट ऑल्सो प्रहलाद महाराज मानयन वी शुड रिस्पेक्ट ऑल द डिविटी एंड वी सप्लाई देयर नेसेसिटीज ऑल्सो रोटी कपड़ा इफ वी आर वी हैव एबिलिटी वी हैव रिसोर्सेस देन सर्टेनली वी शुड हेल्प अदर लिविंग एंटिटी बाई गिविंग देन कम्फर्ट giving them cloth, giving them food. So it is, but serious, are not like, Jiova, Marova, I am sadhu, why should I bother for this? Narada should say, let her work through her karma, why should that go between, why should I interfere? He is the king, they are quarreling, whole world is quarreling, I have to cultivate Krishna, why should I bother? But being a pure devotee, great devotee, no, a sadhu should Sreya kurvanti bhutanam sadhava dusyaj asubhi sivi dandhya prabhritayo ko vikalpo dhara Bali Maharaj has talked Sreya kurvanti bhutanam sadhava dusyaj asubhi a saintly person even takes the risk of his life, still he do the sreya, good for other living. Then, ko vikalpo dhara dishwe, then what to speak about, we are talking Sukracharya about dhara, this land, Lord is asking land, Brahman is asking land, and you say that I should not donate him. Are a saintly person, Sivi Dadhya Parvritaya, Sivi Dadhichi, even they gave up their own life for the protection of a living entity. So this is Vedic instruction. Brahmana samdrik shanto dina nam samupekshaka. Negligence in the part of a saintly person becomes the reason of his diminishing spiritual potency. If you neglect every day, then one point you will completely empty. If the pot is cracked, so in due course of time it will be going to become empty. Anything else? टाइम सेव करने के लिए वो बताने की जरूरत नहीं है ना सुने में साउंड ले रही है तो बड़ा तकलीफ दे रहा है बोलो हिंदी में बताइए। गुड क्वालिटी नींद रधि अक्षेप रधि मानयन देवर से बचा ही एक्सेप्टेड ही हैज रिस्पेक्ट फॉर देवर सी नारद एंड ही ऑनरिंग द वर्ड्स ऑफ नारद ऑनर दीज आर गुड क्वालिटी। ओके आप क्या करते हैं माइक से बोलेंगे तब ना नहीं तो लाउडर बोलिए। See, word Chaitanya Mahaprabhu upakar, paropakar, parupakar, doing good for others. So, root cause or of suffering is that we are bereft of Krishna consciousness. So, helping any living entity, if he is struggling to obtain Krishna consciousness, if we are helping him, that is the best type of paropakar, top most paropakar. Bharat bhumite haila manush janma jar janma sarthak kari karo paropakar upakar. So preaching is the top most relevant activity because root cause or of suffering is our we have forgotten our relationship with Krishna. So just remind, they will take shelter of Krishna. Once a living entity takes shelter of Krishna, immediately all his sufferings go away. But if you have ability, resources, then provide him roti, kapra and makana also, if you could do. Okay, sir. Grantha Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.